We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Live from Husky Stadium.
Water good and one.
It's the Husky Basketball Coaches Show.
Right wing three.
On the Washington Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Your chance to hear from University of Washington head basketball coaches Mike Hopkins and Jody Wynn. The Husky Basketball Coaches Show is presented by Star Rentals, preferred supplier to the West's best contractors. Here's the voice of the Huskies, Tony Castricone.
All right, here we go. Husky Basketball Coaches Show is live and on the air from Husky Stadium on Montlake. Tony Castricone with you as the Husky men's basketball team coming off a tough trip to the desert. The Dogs go 0-3 last week with a loss, two losses actually, to the Sun Devils and one in Tucson against Arizona. I'll tell you, two of those three games came right down to the wire. But Huskies fared pretty well in the last two games despite the losses. And we'll talk to head coach Mike Hopkins about those games coming up at the bottom of the hour. Meanwhile, it is Pac-12 tournament week for the women, and head coach Jody Wynn will catch up with Elise Woodward to talk about the Huskies' prospects at the Pac-12 women's basketball tournament. That's when our Husky Basketball Coaches Show continues in a moment. This is Husky Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
Bow down and drink up at Red Hook Brew Lab, located in the heart of Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood and less than 5 miles away from campus. Proudly partnered with Washington Husky Athletics, Red Hook offers a variety of small batch beers brewed on site, delicious wood-fired pizzas, small bites, craft cocktails, and more. With hygienic practices in place and social distancing in effect, Red Hook Brew Lab is your go-to destination to enjoy great beer and delicious food leading up to and during the upcoming football and basketball seasons. Go Dogs!
A favorite prehistoric family is back and in search of a new home. Rent the Croods, a new age, now available at Redbox. After surviving the end of the only world they knew, the Croods come upon a safe haven to settle, only to find out it's already occupied by the Bettermans. From their intricately made treehouse to their many impressive inventions, everything about the Bettermans seems better. And an epic clash between the two families is imminent. Watch the Croods, a new age, and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
You're listening to Husky Basketball on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
You know, some just see a lottery ticket, but it's actually a whole lot more. It helps contribute to education across the state. It's for local businesses and the neighbors who run them.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good, thanks.
For the chance to enrich people's lives.
Oh my gosh! We won!
A little something for all of us.
When you play Washington's lottery, all of Washington wins. Must be 18 or older to purchase.
Founded by University of Washington grads and proud sponsors of UW Athletics, Chambers Bay Distillery's inspiration is Puget Sound. Their mission is simple: create uniquely extraordinary spirits. Chambers Bay bourbon is aged in a floating boathouse. Ron Vodka, the mineral water of vodkas, is touched with San Juan Island sea salt. And Ghost Dog Ghost Pepper Whiskey is a brilliant way to spice up cocktails. Chambers Bay Distillery spirits are available across the state of Washington at Total Wine and More and other leading retailers. Chambers Bay Distillery, University Place, Washington. Must be 21 years of age. Please drink responsibly.
Welcome to the Coach's Show with the head coach of the Washington women's basketball team, Jody Wynn. I'm Elise Woodward, and the Huskies got off to a really good start in Pullman yesterday, 1 o'clock tip time against the Cougs in the Boeing Apple Cup Series. Coach, you led by 8 at halftime, but the Cougs able to pull away in the second half, and they win the game 61-52. What'd you think you did well in the first half that you weren't able to continue and maintain in the second half?
Ball movement offensively and just being in tune defensively and switching appropriately. You know, I thought to start the third quarter, they just set a double stagger for Tudar, and we just ran right into it, didn't switch like we did in the first half, and she knocked down another three. So she started off the game getting back-to-back threes. I don't think we started off the game strong once again. Two games in a row where we've just been really flat and lethargic. They capitalized on that. I thought we did a nice job of coming back, and we caught the ball in the paint. You know, in the first half, we only turned the ball over 6 times, which is something that we've been focusing on and concentrating on. And our goal was, 12 turnovers or less. But in the second half, we turned the ball over, and they really scored off of those turnovers. You know, I thought Charlize, we did a nice job on her overall. But in the second half, she got herself to the free throw line a couple times, and then just made her teammates better. She did a really nice job of that. And we caught colds in the second half. We just really couldn't score the ball. We stopped moving without the ball, and we stood around and watched too much. And when you're not scoring it, and we weren't getting offensive rebounds, it went downhill pretty quick.
Coach, you mentioned the outstanding freshman. In my opinion, she will be the Pac-12 Freshman of the Year. I don't think there's much debate on that, although there are some really good freshmen in the conference. But Charlize Ledger-Walker, along with her sister, the fifth-year senior, Crystal Ledger-Walker. If you told me before the game that Charlize, who entered the game as the Pac-12 leading scorer, would only have 13 points in this one, and her sister, Crystal Ledger-Walker, who is a double-digit scorer, would only have 3, I would say your defense handled the game plan and was effective, and I'd be surprised if you guys didn't win the game, but instead the Cougs were able to win with just 61 points on the board. What pleased you defensively about what you were able to do on those two talented players?
We had a concentrated effort on them, obviously, to hold them into those, low scoring, well below their averages. But, when you concentrate so much on a single player, that it tends to leave another kid open. And unfortunately, the kid capitalized, and she had a career night, 23 points. She made 5 threes. And, I thought we did a nice job containing the ball and not trying to create so much help and recover situations. That was a big focus of ours with those two guards because they make their teammates so good, right? Crystal, I think the game before, had 11 assists and 2 turnovers. So she's drawing and dishing to her teammates quite often, and she's creating those help and recover situations to find her open teammates. They're a really good 3-point shooting team. We understand that. I thought we did a nice job of chasing Charlize off the 3-point line. I think she kind of jumps into people a little bit when she shoots her pull-ups in the paint, got us a few fouls and got herself to the free throw line in the second half. But overall, good enough defense outside of simple switches to guard Tedder or Tudar from the 3-point line. Like we just lost focus on her a little bit, but offensively just very stagnant. Haley doesn't score a point in the second half. Just very stagnant offense in the second half altogether.
You mentioned that with Haley. She ended up leading you with 11 points on the day. One of a couple of different players in double figures. She ended up with 11. Quay Miller had 10. Darcy Reese had 14. So some bright spots there. But for Haley, the 11 points all coming in the first half. What changed where she wasn't able to be as active?
Yeah, I think obviously they stepped up their defensive intensity. They started face guarding Tania, which took her away from the ball quite a bit. And, we're not as good when she's away from the ball. And you know, I thought we did a nice job of getting the ball into Darcy. I thought she had a really good game for us, and capitalized on some of the mismatches, and how they were electing to guard her on the perimeter or in the paint on some of their switches. But overall, just movement without the basketball. There was too much dribbling. You know, Haley is really good when she is moving without the basketball, but we just kind of stood around and dribbled too much, and the ball didn't move. You know, they kept us one and done in the second half.
You know, I was wondering if there's anywhere that you guys keep track of drawn charges. I saw Quay Miller take another charge. So two on the day. So she's got 10 points. She's got 4 assists in the game, a couple of drawn charges, 3 boards, 4 of 7 overall from the field. But that drawn charge category, most of the time it's not your center that's leading the category in drawn charges. But I know that's a big part of your defense. I don't know who is leading this season. She certainly did in that game, but you got to love that effort from your big.
Yeah, I don't know who leads. We do chart it. I don't know who's in the lead right now. Kayla plays up there, though, and Lexi Grigsby. So, our guards, well, on those two charges, Ledger Walker went downhill on our guard, and she just stepped in and took it, and it was a really nice job of her. She tried to take 3, one they called a block because I think she was inside the arc. But we just need more players, right? I think it's a great line of defense for us. It's just as good. It's actually better than a defensive rebound because you're not only getting the ball back, but you're creating a foul on that offensive player, right? So
right.
The more that we are locked in and focused on our rotations defensively, whether we draw a charge or not, we're just much better. You know, there's more urgency altogether.
Overall, as you guys wrap up the regular season, you finished 3-13 in Pac-12 play. You're 6-13 overall. What'd you make? You guys definitely had some very good, bright moments. Obviously, Tamia Sadler is a rising young star, is just a freshman. And Alexis Whitfield, when she has been able to play, has been a bright spot. As you wrap up the regular season, and we'll move on, we'll start talking about the Pac-12 tournament because you're taking off for the airport today. And your first game will be Wednesday in the Pac-12 tournament. But give us the kind of a bow on the season that it certainly had a lot of ups and downs and challenges and opportunities and all kinds of different things to get here and be able to have these players be able to play for the University of Washington this season through so many things. But how would you describe what this season has been like?
Yeah, it's certainly been unusual. That's probably the first thing that comes to mind is just, there's just so much uncertainty from day to day. It's an absolute joy to get on the court and play the game that we love. And there's so many factors that go on behind the scenes in order to get our student athletes able to play, right? And just in keeping their basketball is a very long season. It's the longest sports season of any college sport, and to keep focus for so long when they're fatigued, they're tired of Zoom academics, you know, they're just what's going on and how they're navigating through college has been a challenge. You know, it's a challenge for adults, and it's certainly a challenge for young people, even more so. But I'm really proud of our growth. I think, you know, Haley Van Dyke is somebody that has come on really strong throughout the second half of the season, it's been fabulous to watch without the ball for the most part. You know, one of the leaders, obviously, in steals per game. And I thought Quay Miller has really matured on and off the basketball court as a basketball player. She's developed her game so much compared to last year. Her basketball instincts are becoming more natural. She's learning how to score in various ways, you know, and she got herself in really good shape. She's moving well. She's able to guard the perimeter as well as the paint better, you know, and she's just a sophomore, right? So, and like you mentioned, Tamia Sadler, you know, a rising young star who you know, hit the ground running as our starting point guard, and, you know, has had to battle through injury all season long and just really has not felt good since early December, and has managed to give everything that she can to take the court, you know, for her team, you know, to be able to take the court game in and game out. So certainly some bright spots for the future. And I definitely believe like we're headed in the right direction. Did it always equate to wins? No, it hasn't. And, you know, we got to keep working, and we certainly got to shoot the ball better than we do, you know, in this conference. It's such a prolific offensive conference, and, you know, there's some areas that we definitely need to improve upon, but excited for the future, excited for the class of 21 kids coming in. And I think they'll complement us really well.
Well, you get to push reset, and it's a brand new season as you get ready to head down to Vegas. And we'll talk with Coach Wynn about that and the opportunity for her team starting this Wednesday down in the desert. We'll have much more with Coach Wynn after this message from Bail Breaker.
At Bail Breaker Brewing, we've always been proud supporters of UW Athletics since we paid tuition there. We're also proud supporters of fresh-brewed local craft beer on game day, which is why we'll be enjoying our Northwestern brand of family-farmed hoppiness during every Husky game this year. And we hope you'll raise a Bail Breaker to the Huskies on game day as well. Or drop by the brewery and grab some to go. You know, for all those other days. Bail Breaker Brewing. Fresh off the farm.
A favorite prehistoric family is back and in search of a new home. Rent the Croods, a new age, now available at Redbox. After surviving the end of the only world they knew, the Croods come upon a safe haven to settle, only to find out it's already occupied by the Bettermans. From their intricately made treehouse to their many impressive inventions, everything about the Bettermans seems better. And an epic clash between the two families is imminent. Watch the Croods, a new age, and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
You're listening to Husky Basketball on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
As the coach for Husky Basketball, I expect my players to take care of each other through the highs and lows of the season. That support and caring ensures our success. And it's the kind of caring everyone can rely on from the team at UW Medicine. Their expert providers offer the best care for the Huskies. And it's the quality care that everybody can access throughout the Puget Sound region, including at UW Medical Center, the number one hospital in the state. UW Medicine, a higher degree of healthcare.
Bow down and drink up at Red Hook Brew Lab, located in the heart of Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood and less than 5 miles away from campus. Proudly partnered with Washington Husky Athletics, Red Hook offers a variety of small batch beers brewed on site, delicious wood-fired pizzas, small bites, craft cocktails, and more. With hygienic practices in place and social distancing in effect, Red Hook Brew Lab is your go-to destination to enjoy great beer and delicious food leading up to and during the upcoming football and basketball seasons. Go Dawgs!
All right, welcome back in. What an opportunity for the Dawgs. They head down to Las Vegas. There won't be any fans in attendance except for parents, which will be great. But the parents, relatives of the players will be able to go and attend and watch the Huskies as they take on Colorado. The Huskies, the 11 seed in this tournament, and the CU Buffs, the 6 seed. And Colorado's had some interesting results this year, Coach. They were able to knock off Stanford when they were the number one team in the nation. You faced them just last week, and it was a good battle. It went back and forth, and you fell to Colorado 55-50. You made a really nice comeback and pulled within two right near the end of the game, but ultimately they prevailed by 5. I think this is a good matchup for your squad. You match up well with them. You were able to have some success defensively against Maya Hollingshed, their 6'4 forward, who is extremely talented and right now slated to be a second-round draft pick in the WNBA, according to the latest mock drafts. What do you make of this matchup, 8 o'clock on Wednesday evening in Vegas?
Yeah, save it. Save us for 8 o'clock. You know, bring it home at night on Wednesday night. We're looking forward to playing the Buffs. We just got done playing them right before our Wazoo game, and like you mentioned, lost by 5. I thought we had a really great defensive effort. Holding them to 55 points, holding to Maya Hollingshed under her average. Freda Foreman cut loose on us, and we lost her a few times throughout that game, and we really did a great job on her the first go around. So, we're excited, for the opportunity to play the Buffs again. And, the last game against them last week, I would have never guessed that only 3 kids would score in the whole game. I actually 4, because I think Callie Lynn came in and went 1 for 1 and made a 3. But yep. Other than that, we had 1 starter score the whole game. 2 kids go to the free throw line the whole game, only had 5 free throws. So, we have some work to do offensively, certainly.
Well, it's interesting, too, that Colorado, their last game played was against you. They went to face Utah only to be warming up, and Utah never came out to play yesterday. So Colorado instead practiced in their uniforms before saying, yeah, they couldn't go. So they have not played since your game. Does that affect things whatsoever? I mean, does it give them more legs? Does it take away? I don't know. Does it make them less sharp because they haven't played in a week? It's an interesting thing how that came about for Colorado.
Yeah, that was very strange, right? You go down to Utah and there's no game to play. I think the psychology of it is however you want to take it. You could say for us that, we've had an opportunity to keep playing and keep improving and getting better. And for them, they could say, well, we have fresh legs, we've had 10, 11 days off and able to rest and really focus on themselves getting better for a week. So you could take it however way you want. For us, we're taking it as a chance to, we got better. We watched film today. We learned through our Wazoo game. We've learned through some of our Colorado stuff from last week, and we're looking forward to taking them on Wednesday night. So I think both coaches will probably use the psychology of it completely different from one another.
Well, we'll get much more with Coach Wynn as they get ready to head down to the Pac-12 tournament Wednesday night, 8 o'clock. As you heard her, stay with them. It's going to be a late one, but should be a competitive and fun game as they try to advance. They were able to do so 2 seasons ago, make it to the semifinals, and we'll have much more from Coach Wynn, the Husky Basketball Coaches Show, brought to you by Redbox. Redbox has new movies at the box and streaming on demand, and much more with Coach Wynn after this message from Chambers Bay Distillery.
Founded by University of Washington grads and proud sponsors of UW Athletics, Chambers Bay Distillery's inspiration is Puget Sound. Their mission is simple: create uniquely extraordinary spirits. Chambers Bay bourbon is aged in a floating boathouse. Ron Vodka, the mineral water of vodkas, is touched with San Juan Island sea salt. And Ghost Dog Ghost Pepper Whiskey is a brilliant way to spice up cocktails. Chambers Bay Distillery spirits are available across the state of Washington at Total Wine & More and other leading retailers. Chambers Bay Distillery, University Place, Washington. Must be 21 years of age. Please drink responsibly.
As the coach for Husky basketball, I expect my players to take care of each other through the highs and lows of the season. That support and caring ensures our success. And it's the kind of caring everyone can rely on from the team at UW Medicine. Their expert providers offer the best care for the Huskies. And it's the quality care that everybody can access throughout the Puget Sound region, including at UW Medical Center, the number one hospital in the state. UW Medicine, a higher degree of health care.
You're listening to Husky Basketball on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
A favorite prehistoric family is back and in search of a new home. Rent the Croods, a new age, now available at Redbox. After surviving the end of the only world they knew, the Croods come upon a safe haven to settle, only to find out it's already occupied by the Bettermans. From their intricately made treehouse to their many impressive inventions, everything about the Bettermans seems better. And an epic clash between the two families is imminent. Watch the Croods, a new age, and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, so Jody Wynn and the dogs getting ready to head to the airport soon for the flight out to Vegas. They will be taking on the CU Buffs, the six-seeded Buffs against the 11th-seeded Washington Huskies Wednesday night at 8 p.m. And, Coach, you were able a couple of years ago to kind of take on the magic carpet and ride for a while, and there's nothing better in a tournament setting where it's win or go home when you keep advancing and you beat Utah, and then you were able to knock off a top 10 Oregon State team and make it to the semifinals before being competitive and eventually falling to Stanford. But you have that in your back pocket. You know what it takes. Your kids, a couple of them are still on the roster from that performance a couple of years ago. What do you take away from that that you can learn from and maybe motivate you to make that same type of run this year?
One possession at a time, one play at a time, and ultimately one game at a time. So, you know, we're going to take it possession by possession. 5 minutes before the media timeout in each quarter. And like you mentioned, there is some experience from that, from those wins a couple of years ago. It's effort combined with performance that are going to equal wins. At this point, you don't have to motivate your team to play in the, or at least you shouldn't have to motivate anybody to play hard for 40 minutes in the conference tournament in a win or go home atmosphere. So the motivation and the effort will be there. You know, we've got to have performances to back it up.
You know, what's interesting is some people have made the comment, and I think it's maybe outsiders that say, well, this year is going to have an asterisk next to it because it's been so many crazy things. And I'd say you're darn right. It's going to have an asterisk that the most mentally tough team is going to be the one that survives. It may not be the best team that's going to make a great run, but I think there's just so many extra factors that have gone into this year and beyond surviving this year with so many challenges, it's trying to thrive during this year. And I can't wait to see who is the one that is the mentally toughest. They'll be on that podium on Sunday evening. What do you make about the team that can survive this gauntlet of the really difficult Pac-12 schedule and raise that trophy at the end of it compared to other champions?
Yeah, I think that whether there's an asterisk or not an asterisk, you know, every year during a conference tournament, you've got to be able to string together some outstanding performances and playing some of your best basketball back to back. So whether that's having depth or whether that's having incredible mental focus, experience, you know, there's a combination of all of that that needs to take place, right? And leadership, on-court leadership, getting smarter as the game goes on, understanding what your opponents are trying to do to you defensively, as well as what they're trying to do offensively. So, you know, there's, you know, to be able to get on that podium, if you will, on Sunday evening, it's going to take incredible mental strength as well as physical preparedness. You know, to be able to forget mistakes and move on and play on instincts and play on that next play type of attitude, to be urgent, you know, and really to limit your own mistakes, right? So unforced mistakes, unforced turnovers. You know, and really have a team, they'll, you know, have to beat you to win instead of beat yourself.
Do you have any specific keys, because you saw Colorado in their last game and because it was just last week, specific keys that, you know, hey, if we do this, we're going to have a good shot to pull off this upset against the six seed?
Limit Maya Hollingshed's touches. Mm-hmm. Overall, whether she touches it at the pinch post or elbow area, whether she touches it at the low block, or whether she touches it in the middle of the paint, we can't allow her to be comfortable with her touches. That's the number one key. Number two is to keep them off the offensive glass, you know, and really allow them just first shot efficiency. And then we have to have five players that want to get in the fray and five players that want to get defensive rebounds every possession. We can't have kids that leak out. We can't have kids that stand around on the perimeter. Valuing the basketball and playing through their physicality. I thought that they played a very physical game. I thought it was, to be honest with you, our most physical game of conference play. We did not get ourselves to the free throw line. Shockingly, we did not score the ball and command the ball in the paint. And it just was a very, very physical battle. Like I said, I think it was our most physical game all year long. We've got to get ourselves to the free throw line. We've got to be able to score the ball in the paint and capitalize on some of their physical play.
Well, it's going to be entertaining. You guys were really competitive with Colorado in Boulder until a late run in the fourth quarter. They pulled away, and it was almost the opposite in Seattle, where they pulled ahead of you, and then you had the late comeback in the fourth quarter, pulled within two and ultimately lost by five. We know one thing, these two teams match up well, and I expect to see a competitive game, and it should be a lot of fun in Vegas, crowning the Pac-12 champion. You got to do four games in 4 days. This year it's easier. It's four games in 5 days because the tournament starts Wednesday. But I wish you all the best of luck, and we'll all be in San Francisco doing studio work, and you know, best of luck for you, and have a great run. Stay healthy, and have some fun out there.
Thanks, Elise. Really appreciate you and our followers all season long. I know we didn't have fans in the stands, but we know Husky Nation will be cheering us on, and we're going to give it our best effort. And we've got a great group of young women that you'll be proud to cheer for.
Well, Coach, fly safe. I know you got to head out to the airport right now. So appreciate your time as always, and best of luck.
Thanks so much. Go Dogs.
All right. Thanks, Coach. It is the Coach's Show, and the Husky Coach's Show is brought to you by the University Bookstore, founded by Huskies for Huskies since 1900. Coming up now, it's the Mike Hopkins Show with Tony Castricone after this word from Coors Light.
And now, a moment of chill from Coors Light. Light, mountain cold refreshment, made to chill after the short but cold beer run from hot tub to cabin. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Bob Kendall, president of Star Rentals.
A big reason our family-owned business has been around since 1900 is the principle of empowering our people to do what they think is in the best interest of the customer. After all, this is a relationship business, and that's a constant that hasn't changed over time.
Star Rentals, the preferred supplier to the West's best contractors.
Empowering our employees to bring value to our customers. We think that's a relationship that will work for your business.
Find out how at starrentals.com.
You're listening to Husky Basketball on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
A favorite prehistoric family is back and in search of a new home. Rent the Croods, A New Age, now available at Redbox. After surviving the end of the only world they knew, the Croods come upon a safe haven to settle, only to find out it's already occupied by the Bettermans. From their intricately made treehouse to their many impressive inventions, everything about the Bettermans seems better. And an epic clash between the two families is imminent. Watch the Croods, A New Age, and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
At Bale Breaker Brewing, we've always been proud supporters of UW Athletics, since we paid tuition there. We're also proud supporters of fresh-brewed local craft beer on game day, which is why we'll be enjoying our Northwestern brand of family-farmed hoppiness during every Husky game this year. And we hope you'll raise a Bale Breaker to the Huskies on game day as well, or drop by the brewery and grab some to go. You know, for all those other days. Bale Breaker Brewing, fresh off the farm.
All right, welcome back. Husky Basketball Coaches Show is live and on the air from Husky Stadium. Tony Castricone with you now, along with the head men's basketball coach at the University of Washington, Mike Hopkins. The Huskies wrapping up their regular season over the weekend, did it down in the desert against Arizona State and Arizona, and now actually have a 10-day layoff before heading to Las Vegas for the Pac-12 tournament, where the Huskies have locked in the 10 seed. They will play in the 7-10 game, which will be a 4 p.m. game on Wednesday, March 10th. Our pregame coverage will start at 3:30 right here on the network. Coach, this was I'm sure it was a frustrating trip to the desert for you. I know you wanted to win, you know, these games, and, you know, particularly I'm thinking Thursday and Saturday's games were two great college basketball games. Came right down to the wire, high level. It seemed like they were games that kind of personified or exemplified what you might find late in the season. But Arizona State closing, we'll start with that one. Arizona State closing on an 8-0 run in the final minute to get the 80-72 win. All things considered, it does seem like your team has shown some great improvement in some ways, you know, over the course of the season. But you know, those losses just came right down to the wire.
Yeah, you know, on the road, you got to keep scoring. And, you know, we put ourselves in position to win the game. That's what you try to do. And at the end, we miss a couple foul shots, turn it over. And, you know, they make a shot and make a couple foul shots. And that's the difference between, you know, coming out with a victory and not. Our guys showed a lot of heart. And after getting, you know, we got manhandled on Tuesday and came back on Thursday. You know, I was really proud of how the guys competed and how they executed the game plan. And we just came up one or two plays short.
You mentioned, you know, the Tuesday game, and I wondered what your energy would be like having to play 8 games in 17 days and this being on the back end of that stretch. And so Tuesday, we didn't see a whole lot of energy. It was a really tough game. How did you guys summon more for the Thursday and the Saturday games, given that that was at the end of this crazy stretch of so much basketball?
Well, it's, you know, it's easy for young kids to kind of, you know, look at their situation and then, you know, look at the amount of games that we played compared to the opponents that we're playing. And, you know, it's easy to kind of feel sorry for yourself sometimes. And, you know, that's not what we do. That's not who we are. And so sometimes you have those games, just the energy is not there. You can't make a shot. They're making everything. They've got energy. You don't. But I think a lot of the energy in that game was more mental energy than physical energy. And, you know, the guys had, you know, that we have pride. Those guys, you know, got together the following day and we had a good walkthrough, good practice, and came out and really competed, executed the game plan, gave ourselves a chance to win.
Yeah, I mean, it was a fun game. And, you know, Eric Stevenson was a guy that I thought really responded. He started on Tuesday, did not start on Thursday, but ended up playing a really big game on Thursday and helping keep you guys in it down the stretch, going 7-15, scratch that, wrong line, going 3-for-8 from the outside, 13 points, but 8 rebounds, battling on the boards. And we've seen him have the propensity to do that at times. Also had 4 assists and no turnovers in what I thought was one of his better games of the entire season.
You know what he did? He's a guy, you know, we've been getting in foul trouble early with our bigs, and we've had to really go small in a lot of these games. Now, fortunately, against Arizona State, they're small. So it didn't really affect us as much. But Eric being able to rebound the basketball and his toughness was really, you know, showcased in that game with his 8 rebounds. And, you know, he does have the ability to pass at Washington State. He had 7 assists, no turnovers. And those types of things are great. You know, when he's doing that, making shots, you know, we're just a different team. And, you know, we needed every ounce of those rebounds and those, you know, the assists. And like I said, we just came up a little bit short.
Mm-hmm. Eric's a guy that, I don't know, maybe you correct me if I'm wrong on this, but Eric's a guy that has maybe more potential to flirt with a triple-double than anybody else on your team. Would you agree with that, with the way that he can both pass and rebound the basketball?
Well, yeah, and he, you know, he was very close to that at Washington State.
Yeah.
You know, he had 7 assists, 7 rebounds, and whatever, however many points.
18,
but,
yeah.
You know, he does that. And sometimes I think, you know, Eric gets, you know, he gets lazy with simple. Like, if simple's working, keep it simple. You know, and sometimes, you know, you just, you know, you want to make the spectacular play. But, you know, he's had some really good moments. He's shown a lot of great signs. It's just, it's a consistent. And see over time, if it's working, keep at it. You don't have to change it up. Just keep at it. Keep being that unselfish guy. Don't think about scoring. Just play the right way. And when he does that, he's a different player. And we're a different team.
Yeah. And the way he's shot the three in the second half of the season compared to in the first half of the season. I mean, I can't imagine how hard it must be for a guy that, you know, he had success at Wichita State. He was a 2-time conference player of the year and all this stuff. And he transfers here, and he transfers then under these circumstances where there's COVID and it's, you know, all this weirdness to this season where he's a new teammate and everything. I know it took him some time to get comfortable in the purple and gold, but like when we saw that switch flip midway through the season, we saw a player that, like, I'm excited about what he's going to bring to this program next year.
Yeah, you know, Eric's a guy, you know, it was, you know, he hurt and our team hurt with the lack of preseason games and those exhibition games, just in terms of chemistry and getting to know each other and those types of things. And we didn't have great chemistry early. It was something that we were trying to work into. And that's why you saw so many different lineup changes, so many different players. And we were figuring it out on the fly. With the situation, but he's a guy that can really shoot the basketball. He's a guy that has the ability to pass. And now it just goes back to like that chemistry, the defense, you know, the zone defense. He was at the forward, then we moved him to the center, or excuse me, to the guard. And, you know, those are learning stages. And so as much as he was experienced, he was very new in what we were doing defensively. And then obviously connection culturally and, you know, that connectivity, that that chemistry that people talk about. And it's interesting because even now you start to see, even the last couple of games, you start to see the guys being a little bit more connected, making the extra pass, playing for each other. And, you know, that was really nice to see.
Yeah, no question. I mean, that's one of the most obvious things that you've noticed about this team's growth over the course of the season, the extra pass. There are even maybe a couple times where there may be too many extra passes, guys like passing up wide open threes to like make the extra pass. But you'd rather see that than selfishness. And I think that's an area where the whole team has grown. This Arizona State game was interesting because it was a really shortened bench, a 7-man rotation in this game. And one of the guys that saw significant minutes on the floor, 26 minutes from Cole Badgema, and just the growth that he has displayed over the course of this season. Another transfer coming in from Michigan. This is efficient, Coach. 11 points on 4 field goal attempts, you know, 4 for 4 from the field, 3 for 3 from downtown, and had 5 rebounds in his 26 minutes as well. Another guy that I'm just super excited about.
Yeah, you know, he's an intriguing player, obviously with COVID, just like Eric, it's a process, you know, and not getting minutes early and then, you know, maybe 10 here, not knowing if you're going to get in. You know, we decided, you know, about a month ago that this is, you know, this is kind of a rotation that we're going to stick with and see how this goes. And he's just gotten better and better and better. He's comfortable. He knows when he's going to go in, when he's going to go out. Mm-hmm. And he's a guy that just brings it every day in practice. He is a guy trying to be the best player he can be, trying to be the best teammate he can be. And, you know, you're just seeing a sliver of what he can be. The game against Arizona State, being able to make the 3 threes, going 3 for 3 and making a couple assists and really competing on the defensive end. And, You know, just really proud of him because it's a hard transition, but a guy that's, you know, the sky's the limit of what he can be and who we can be with him.
It's funny that this case study that we had is, it's so unique. I mean, Coach, this was the first time since 1964 that the Huskies played back-to-back road games against the same team in conference play. You got to go back to like the John Wooden era, the Huskies playing at UCLA against the number one team in the country. So back-to-back road games, and you lose that first game by 33, and you come back the next night, and with 58 seconds left, it's a tied ball game. And I think that really goes to show you, A, how any given night anything can happen, but B, you also can't put too much emphasis on single results. You know, anything that happens on any one given night really doesn't define you in a good way or a bad way, because you really have to just wipe it clean and then there's another opportunity the next day.
You know, and I think that's the biggest thing when you're, you know, when you're coaching your guys, it's, you know, you lose by one, you lose by 30, you lost.
Yeah.
You know, and it's everything in life is just how you respond. How do you respond to adversity? And the one thing, if you go back to games, and we haven't had the success that obviously we want, and, you know, there's no, you know, patting you on yourself on the back for losing. It's all about winning games and figuring that out. But I'm really proud of how our guys have responded after some significant losses. And it shows that they're together and that they're prideful and that they want to get better. And we just haven't been consistent. And so, you know, going in that game and not playing well and then coming back and, you know, playing whatever game that was, seven games in 15 days, whatever it was, and then playing Arizona, they just battled. And they were mentally tough. They showed resilience. And a lot of times, you know, for the most part, they played together. And that's what I was really proud of, is they executed what we wanted them to do to the best of their ability and competed together as hard as they could. And that's what you want as a team. If you fall short, you can be okay with that because you gave it your all. And so, you know, we didn't win. We didn't have the results that we wanted, but was really proud of them.
Well, it's so strange because you play those back-to-back games against the same team, and now you've locked in the 10 seed, and we don't know who's going to end up the 7 seed, but if you look at the standings as of today, it's Arizona State. So you could end up playing them a third time in four games.
But love given,
that. I mean, given the fact that you've played them twice recently, that might be a team that you're excited about, seeing how, you know, how much you improve from round one to round two.
Well, yeah. And, you know, Tony, like, listen, let's just be real. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we had to play, you know, 11 games or whatever on the road compared to having 10 and then the travel, and there's a lot of different environmental issues that you're dealing with. And, you know, anytime that you get a chance to play somebody you've already played, you know, we've come back better. Now, we might not have had that result, but we've played that team better. Mm-hmm. And so when you have the answers to the test, it's you know, better chance to win and compete. And so if we got them, I bring it on. Like, I'm excited. And what we tell our team is we've proven, you know, UCLA, you know, down the last possession each game, and, you know, could most likely win the league. Like, we can beat anybody. We just have to be able to be consistent. We have to share the ball and have that great team mentality and be that gritty team. And we've shown those signs. So whoever we play, whoever we get matched up against, the belief is there. Now we've just got to be able to go out and execute a little bit better.
Yeah, exciting that March is here. Pac-12 tournament is right around the corner, and the Huskies will be the 10 seed taking on number 7 TBD. That's coming up on March 10th. All right, tonight's show brought to you by Redbox. They've got new movies at the box and streaming on demand. Don't miss The Croods, A New Age. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch. More with head coach Mike Hopkins coming up in a moment. This is Husky basketball from Learfield IMG College.
You know, some just see a lottery ticket. But it's actually a whole lot more. It helps contribute to education across the state. It's for local businesses and the neighbors who run them.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good, thanks.
For the chance to enrich people's lives.
Oh my gosh, we won!
A little something for all of us.
When you play Washington's lottery, all of Washington wins. Must be 18 or older to purchase.
Bob Kendall, president of Star Rentals.
A big reason our family-owned business has been around since 1900 is the principle of empowering our people to do what they think is in the best interest of the customer. After all, this is a relationship business, and that's a constant that hasn't changed over time.
Star Rentals, the preferred supplier to the West's best contractors.
Empowering our employees to bring value to our customers. We think that's a relationship that will work for your business.
Find out how at StarRentals.com.
You're listening to Husky Basketball on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
A favorite prehistoric family is back and in search of a new home. Rent the Croods, a new age, now available at Redbox. After surviving the end of the only world they knew, the Croods come upon a safe haven to settle, only to find out it's already occupied by the Bettermans. From their intricately made treehouse to their many impressive inventions, everything about the Bettermans seems better. And an epic clash between the two families is imminent. Watch the Croods, a new age, and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
You know, some just see a lottery ticket, but it's actually a whole lot more. It helps contribute to education across the state. It's for local businesses and the neighbors who run them.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good, thanks.
For the chance to enrich people's lives.
Oh my gosh, we won!
A little something for all of us.
When you play Washington's lottery, all of Washington wins. Must be 18 or older to purchase.
Continuing with head coach Mike Hopkins, Husky Basketball Coaches Show is live and on the air from Husky Stadium, and it's brought to you in part by University Bookstore, founded by Huskies for Huskies since 1900. The Huskies have wrapped up the regular season. Hard to believe it's already done, and now awaiting an opponent for the Pac-12 tournament, which will begin 9 days from today. Coach, let's talk about the regular season finale, a game at Arizona. And man, these games in Tucson just continue to be barn burners every single year, right down to the wire. Last couple went our way. This one did not. Arizona 75, Washington 74. But, you know, Jason Hamilton and I talked about this a little bit before the game started when we were getting ready to broadcast it. And he said, as a player, he got really excited when the games are on CBS. There's something about just knowing that the whole nation's watching that just brings the best out of you. And it felt like we really saw this team click in a lot of ways. I just thought this team showed so much improvement considering how round one against Arizona went. To go on the road and put that kind of performance on national TV, I thought was a real step in the right direction.
You know, the kids competed and, you know, they executed the game plan. And that's what you want. And they did it to a T. We were able to score. It's hard to score on the road. We kept scoring. We had seven straight possessions. We were down nine in the second half. And we just kept fighting and put ourselves in position with the ball up. I think it was a tied or was it up one with 18 seconds to
go? You were
go.
Up was, one you know, with the ball. Yeah.
Up with the ball and, you know, and, you know, sometimes, you know, players make plays. That's the bottom line. And we got the charge. We came back on the other end. We were doing a good job on Akinjo for the most part. He had a big game, but we were doing a good job making sure he wasn't going to beat us. He executed the game plan, and Tubelis made a great shot, put us in a bad situation. But we were just really proud of how our guys competed, how they played together, and how they gave themselves a chance to win on the road.
Hamir Wright, a career-high 18 points, hits 5 3-pointers for you, and a senior in his last regular season game of this year, left it all out on the floor. I thought he played great.
He was incredible. And, you know, he's been a guy that a lot of people have been on since he's been here, and he's won so many games, helps us win so many games. And a guy, you know, that's what we see every day in practice. You know, a guy, making 4 or 5, we just wish it was more consistent throughout the year and that confidence showed, but he was on. Our guys found him. He played defense. Obviously the foul out wasn't great for us, but he just brought it and he played courageously. And I was really proud of him. Obviously we wish we could have won the game for him because it was a big part of why we had a chance to win, but just came up a little bit short.
Yeah. And having him and Nate Roberts kind of foul out of the game kind of puts you in a tough situation just from a rotation standpoint in the final moments.
Yeah, and, you know, they took advantage. We had Riley in there, and he's not as good on the ball screen. A little different look where they made a couple jump shots. I think they had three in a row before that, obviously, to just come back. But, you know, listen, our kids battled. And, you know, everything that we told them that we wanted them to do, they went out there and did it to the best of their ability. And it's hard to win on the road. It's hard to win at Arizona. We had been 2-0. Very few teams have done that. Coming in there, they were a pretty hot team. And, you know, we just, like I said, a shot in here or a loose ball here or a foul shot here. That's the difference of winning and losing games. And we just didn't have enough.
Yeah. Yeah. Very, very close game on the road at Arizona. Wildcats sneak away with a 75-74 win. And so Washington has secured its spot as the 10 seed at the Pac-12 tournament. Again, that starts coming up on March 10th. We'll talk to head coach Mike Hopkins about this week off while the rest of the conference wraps up its regular season. Huskies do not have any games and look forward to playing in the Pac-12 tournament 9 days from today. That's when we continue in a moment. This is Husky Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
Bob Kendall, president of Star Rentals.
A big reason our family-owned business has been around since 1900 is the principle of empowering our people to do what they think is in the best interest of the customer. After all, this is a relationship business, and that's a constant that hasn't changed over time.
Star Rentals, the preferred supplier to the West's best contractors.
Empowering our employees to bring value to our customers. We think that's a relationship that will work for your business.
Find out how at starrentals.com.
Great Floors is proud to support the UW Huskies, and for over 45 years, we've been proud to provide quality flooring for Northwest families and businesses from showrooms throughout Puget Sound, Central and Eastern Washington, Idaho, and Western Montana. We invite you to visit your nearest Great Floors location to shop the Northwest's largest in-stock selection of carpet, hardwood, and vinyl from America's top mills, all ready to install in your home, and Great Floors is now your source for natural stone and quartz countertops, too. Visit greatfloors.com to find your nearest showroom.
You're listening to Husky Basketball on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
As the coach for Husky Basketball, I expect my players to take care of each other through the highs and lows of the season. That support and caring ensures our success. And it's the kind of caring everyone can rely on from the team at UW Medicine. Their expert providers offer the best care for the Huskies. And it's the quality care that everybody can access throughout the Puget Sound region, including at UW Medical Center, the number one hospital in the state. UW Medicine, a higher degree of health care.
As a not-for-profit credit union, BECU is all for Huskies. That's why when you shop with the BECU UW Visa, your purchases go from this to this. And with fewer fees and lower rates, you always have a home advantage. To apply for the official card of UW, go to becu.org/UW. Apply today.
Talking Husky basketball with head coach Mike Hopkins here, wrapping up the Husky Basketball Coaches Show. Huskies have finished regular season and getting ready to play in the Pac-12 tournament, which starts 9 days from today. Coach, you've got so much time now between this moment and the Pac-12 tournament, and it's coming on the heels of a stretch of playing 8 games in 17 days. What's the approach? What's the strategy on how to spend this time off?
Well, yeah, you know, listen, at the end of the day, I would love to get these kids. I might even give them tomorrow off. They don't know it yet, so I hope they're not listening. But I will tell you, you know, it's been a long road. And, you know, You got to get them energized and you got to be healthy. And you know, a lot of people were talking about, like, maybe putting a game in between, not in league, but trying to get another team to come in and play us. But, you know, you have a chance for injury. I mean, there's so many different factors. And so we've felt like you could come back, have a couple of days off, maybe two or three, get back academically, right? Because they've missed so much school, and then get them healthy and then have a couple of days on and another day off, maybe scrimmage against ourselves and really feel like we're really healthy. Like we got a good rhythm and we're in condition and ready to go in Las Vegas.
Also, some news and notes from this past week. One of our incoming players, Jackson Grant, was named a McDonald's All-American. I mean, that's super exciting, and that's a huge honor for him.
He is an incredible player. You know, there's 24 of them every year. There's no more, no less.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the guys, Carmelo Anthony, who we've had, Jaden McDaniels last year, Isaiah Stewart,
yep.
LeBron James, to name a few. I mean, there's been so many great players. It's a great distinction. And Jackson's one of those kids that just keeps getting better and better. He bleeds purple and gold. And a guy that's so excited about being a Husky, and we're so excited to coach him. And a guy that's just going to do so many great things in our program. So what a great honor.
Yeah, so cool. And he'll be the ninth McDonald's All-American to be a Washington Husky. Every single one has left their mark on this program, and we are really excited for what Jackson Grant has coming in his time in the purple of gold. Thanks very much, Coach Hop, for the time today. Thanks also to Jody Wynn and Elise Woodward, who talked women's hoops with us for the first half hour, as the ladies are in Las Vegas for the start of the Pac-12 tournament on the women's basketball front. For Terry Ryan and for Gabe Genovese, I'm Tony Castricone saying thanks for listening to the Husky Basketball Coaches Show on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
You've been listening to the Husky Basketball Coaches Show on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Join us each week throughout the season to hear from University of Washington basketball head coaches Mike Hopkins and Jody Wynn. The Husky Basketball Coaches Show has been presented by Star Rentals, preferred supplier to the West's best contractors. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Washington Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.